how I survive without a Prime membership. Let's say I need a thingamajig that flips and splips and grips and nips, a tool, perhaps, or just a treasure. Those trips to stores now obsolete, I simply Google a key phrase of action or a parrot's sought. Amazon appears atop the whirlpool of websites listed, of course. Coherence constant in their quest to draw me, lure me, and my credit card. Perseverance pays, and I discover their simple tour with clicks or swipes pays dividends. The thingamajig has a name, obscure perhaps, but now I know it. I look up trends, using the real name for this thing I covet, and go to reviews to see who recommends brand A over brand B and why they love it. Now, with confidence, I search once more, and fully done with Amazon, sick of it. I leave it like last year's textbook stored for future research. A click or two, I find an exciting new company in which to pour my hard-earned dollars. I may be resigned to pay some extra pennies for shipping or wait a week or two, but I don't mind. And I don't have to be a member committed to a CEO who makes more per minute than I take home all year. Life seems rigged, but I'm happy. I order my thingamajig.